was, she used to go by the shortened name of it, but she's setting up a wellness clinic over on the coast of Oregon with her business partner, and they seem to be moving pretty well. They're hooking up with hotels and spas and have their own two spas and developing something new and moving here and there, and they got all kinds of stuff going on.
So that's not Lisa, though, the...
No.
Okay.
Brand new one. Just did our very first one today.
Oh, okay, good.
Bob and Kathy. Holy catfish. Mike, did you get them on the call this week?
Yes. She's excited.
That's totally cool. Well, it's glad for them to be back for doing something more fun than sitting around that place, huh?
You bet.
All right. Well, I'm going to be trying to locate a couple things here, so I'm going to take us all to my website, and we're going to take a look at the calendar and see if I'm even close to being up to date. Been doing so much stuff with computers lately that who knows where I am. Okay, who's got on their calendar for the mid-month event, which should be, this is May, the mid-month event should be on the 15th. So we're going to review what that is. We got the Coeur d'Alene Monthly Wellness Preview on the 8th, for those of you who are out there in that Coeur d'Alene area. And then later on this month, we've got a training that we need to put in here. That'll be a surprise for all of you. You'll just dig it. And then, I know Dave Johnson's got a Monday call coming up. I'm just trying to see what date that was. Going into June. I don't know why I have a mid-month vision event on the 5th, but then we've got the, anybody know what date the, Eagle Expo is? The Eagle Wellness Expo.
It's in June.
Got on my desk.
Let me pull up the calendar.
What was that, Mike?
June 19th and 20th.
Okay, I got to get that on the calendar here. June 19th and 20th, I'll put that on immediately after we're done here. Biggest event of the year, this huge, except for the National Convention. National Convention is down in Dallas, and got some pretty surprising things going on with that. And who's up on that? I'll let you kind of do the presentation while I pull it up. Marion, have you studied what all the stuff on that?
Hello?
Hello, this is Jerry White.
Hi, Jerry. This is Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm gooder than grits up here.
Oh, good.
What are you with Angela tonight?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good guess, eh? You are a visionary. I'm very, very impressed.
Well, thank you.
What we'll be doing tonight, Mike, is we're going to be pulling a group of people together that have been learning to work together and build this wellness network out into the community. And then the first thing we're going to do is to talk about some of the things that have worked for people this last week and have helped. And we kind of compare some notes, what's actually working out there in the field to try to get more and more people across America. I'll start off with a little story of some people that I've got in Minneapolis. From Minneapolis, we just broke a new gold. And that means that they have developed 3 silver legs out there. They're all in the Russian-speaking population, so that's going crazy out there. Tomorrow, for those of you who have some people in the Minneapolis area, they are going to be having a get-together and talking about how they want to push this into the future. I really am very impressed with the kinds of events that they're putting on. I'd like to recap a little bit of what we had this last week. Certainly we had Teresa do an amazing presentation with Mike's help running around like kind of like the little shoe gnome making sure all the IT stuff worked, and gave a broad vision of what we were dealing with in terms of Nikan Nutritionals for the Women's Expo, and then talked about a lot to do with the cosmetics industry and what we're seeing with the chemicals and pretty heinous stuff that's going on with that. So for the rest of it, we had Jan Davis that was talking about women in business, and she did a great job there. And then I was doing more information on the osteodensin and this new discovery of the proteins that open up the pores in the synovial membrane and allow the movement of calcium. So that was my deal. As you can well imagine, it was sort of my deal. All right, so let's see what's coming on the calendar. This weekend in the Seattle area, for those of you who are over there, we've got a major event, Medicine and Nikan. So we've got a lot of the people from around the country who are physicians, who are medical practitioners. It's going to be one of those stuffed shirt type deals where they're the real hard-boiled medical people are going to be there. Anybody going besides me? So I wanted to throw that out here tonight and let you know that I'm going to be contacting some medical people over there and may escort them to that. And if you have some people, if like, for example, Eric, you're on here, I know you've got some work going that is brewing over in the Seattle area, let me know and we'll get that up and running. I want to shift pretty quickly here to Marion. Did you or Rhonda or Dave, or did any of you have a perspective on the convention that's coming up in October and some of the new qualifications for doing that?
I have not checked out the convention. I've noticed it on there, but I have not checked it out and as of yet. But Jerry,
yeah.
Aren't we supposed to have a quarterly event this month?
Yeah, that's going to be on the 15th. Oh, no, a quarterly event? Yeah, that quarterly event, I need to check what that date is because maybe, Levon, do you know what that date is?
Hi, Jerry. You know, I don't know.
Okay, well, we better crank it up because we do need to have that quarterly event and get that up and running here. I'm trying to do too many things at once. All right, then we'll get rolling with this. Welcome to everybody. I want to introduce you to this call, which is the last formative phase. As we move into the end of this month, we're going to be starting with a very strong purpose. And in this particular call, we'll be looking at what is it that we're going to do with a brand new person. What can they learn? Where can they go? What kinds of events will they go through in their Nikan experience? The call will be limited to people who have made a very strong commitment to being involved. They're going to be there every Monday night. And when they do that, we'll be looking at the production of enough volume for them to make a good living doing what we're doing. We'll have a group of about nine people, probably nine. They will be broken up into teams of three. Those teams of three will be working to develop within that group a comradeship, ability to work cross group to solve problems. And we'll be doing a little bit of what we're doing tonight, which is reviewing some of the tape or CD and DVD information and some of the books that we're reading. Here we go. Oh. Here's the national convention. It's going to be at the Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center. Theme is Life Unleashed. One of the big factors for this one is that in the current economic environment where we've had this particular convention, that we'll be launching several new product categories and developing the big move into 2010 is normally these things can go for up to $350 for the gate entry. And for this one, we are going to, it's only going to be $75. So the idea is to get as many people as we can to to that event. It is, if you've ever wondered, this is one amazing group of people trying to change the health of the world one person at a time and doing it in a pretty incredible way. So the airlines are cheap right now. Let's go for this October 23rd to 25th, 2009. And then the qualifications are staggeringly simple for winning the contest. And here's what the contest looks like. For those of you who do $10,000 in group volume, in the next 3 months combined, then that'll get you one free room or one night free there at the hotel. For those of you who do $15,000 in the next 3 months combined, that gives you two nights paid hotel accommodation. And then if you do over $30,000, you get two nights paid and then $500 Nikan bucks. Now, for those who don't know what that means, it means once you get to the convention, you can buy any Nikan products that you want for $500. It's just a bonus that they give to you. You get recognition at the convention, invitation to the President's Club welcome reception, the President's Club seating during the general session, and VIP seating at the closing celebration, and that closing celebration gets to be nuts. So make sure you're all geared and ready to go for that. Watch my website, teamdiscoverit.com. That's right here. And you'll notice in the upper right-hand corner, let's see if I can get to it. Looks like I'm, there we go. It says click here for the 2009 Spokane Area Calendar of Events. All right. So that's enough for the getting started pieces here. I want to check with people and go down through here and see if some of our regulars have something to say about what has some of the differences you've made or some things that have been working through this week. And so Dave and Rhonda? Best echo I ever heard. Anything hot on your plate this week?
Just a couple of people from work, and so I'm trying to get away from the product presentation, and so I've just been approaching people on, they need to make some extra money and how to do it, and I've got two pretty good leads. I've talked about, I don't know, probably seven different people. I've got two good leads, one being a laborer that I work directly with, and then another that is an administrator at the St. Joseph Care Center. And both looking at the business side, I sent them the InTouch, one on the sleep system and one on the Isneekin for you, and have reviewed it. So now I need to get back with them tomorrow, since I noticed they looked at it tonight. So,
okay, good. That's such a nice deal where you can look to see if they've actually viewed it, so you know if you've given enough time or not.
Yeah.
Terrific. Keith, you got anything you want to bring to the table?
Hi, Jerry. Well, I had a good week last week. I got a new retail customer, and I also had Bob the Plumber sign up, and he's got a tremendous amount of back problems, and he's facing surgery, and I told him if we give a chance on the back flex and a few other items that maybe he might be lucky enough to bypass in surgery. We'll see what happens there. This week, I had an exciting time to speak to a friend who lived in my neighborhood and moved away, and she is, we talked to her today, and she is just really interested in finding out what we have to offer. And she is actually in the field of wellness, so she is aware of a lot of the things that's going on with the Japanese philosophy and the technology that they have. And Jerry and I had a chance to have a great session with her earlier today. So things are looking very positive and having a lot of fun. That's the key.
Okay. Cool. Rick and Gina, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what are some of the highlights this week?
Well, interestingly enough, it seems that I've been bumping into people that are actually interested in purchasing products, which is wonderful, but some of those people are having such wonderful product experiences that they're actually opening their eyes to take a look at the business. So, you know, I guess it can kind of go either way.
Have you had any back feedback on the two backs and the neck I was working on this week?
The two backs and the neck?
Well, actually, it represented two people. One was a young lady who was going to go shovel horse manure to her neighbors.
Oh.
And we put something on her neck. The other one was a really tall guy that drives a road grader.
Yes, actually, he, you know, he's doing a lot of things right now, but his second night on the sleep system, he said, wow, I think I am feeling better. I said, well, you know, give it a week. We want you to know. And the other lady, honestly, Jerry, I think the procedure that she's going through with the other guy is making her worse, and I think she's finally come to the conclusion today that that's just not working after, I think, 9 weeks of going through that and really not gaining any recovery, you know, I think is opening her eyes to realize that, you know, just maybe doing some of the simple things that she's been doing is probably working better, like wearing the necklace, sleeping on the sleep system, drinking the water. I think what he's doing is aggravating it and just setting her back further every week. But, of course, those guys just, you know, always tell you to just keep coming back, just keep hanging in there, just keep doing it, just keep letting me torture you and make sure you keep bringing me that, you know, $50 to $100 per session each week, and we'll hope that at some point here you're going to feel better.
That now, just to give you all a perspective, this is a young lady who had an accident of some sort, neck, a lot of serious problems within her neck, a lot of serious problems in her low back, and very, very tense, lots of traps, lots of muscle tightness up across the shoulders. And what we found was that she had been going to a healthcare practitioner that was making it pretty darn irritated. So when we use the biaxial rotation magnetics, which most of the time will settle things down, one of the things we found that's very, very interesting is that people who miss a lot of sleep over a period of time begin to start to show that nervous system sensibility or sensitivity that is very common with fibromyalgia like Rhonda. And so in her case, with very, very, very sensitive nervous system, she was more uncomfortable with the spinning magnetic field, spinning too fast for her. In part, what we know that to be is it's just that it's like if you're going to start exercising and you want to take the Bloomsday run, you'd say, well, I think I'll do a 7-miler today on my first day. It's just more than you want to handle. If you run across that with people, it generally shows up most in the neck and shoulders. If you hold the biaxial magnetic behind that, it might feel a little more uncomfortable to them. And so I want to just give you this hint. The best thing that I found to do is to take your infrared reflecting material and just lay it over the top of their neck. And so far, I've not had anyone that just didn't calm right down. So we know then we're going to, you know, that's just the one, of all the things we do, that one condition gets more angry right there at the beginning. So always keep your far infrared there and just go through that process. It can make a huge difference. Marion, are you on?
I am on.
And what kinds of things were a highlight for your week?
Well, it's just fun. We got together with Carla, who's a reflexologist, and I told her that I had met one of her clients, and the client was interested in the body energizer because Carla had used the body energizer on her when she had borrowed it from me. So Carla was sharing again and again all these wonderful experiences. Her big one for herself was she didn't have hot flashes when she used that every day, and when she stopped using it the first day, it was sort of okay. The next day, it was very bad. So So that was fun. And then she had a gal with knee problems, and she had a gal with a guy with a broken ankle. So anyway, I'm meeting with her client that I met at the shoe store on Thursday with she and her mother, and they own a restaurant and are very interested in our protein drink, as well as the body energizer.
Okay, and that's the one we use for lose, maintain, and gain weight. Or you lose, gain, and maintain, that's what it is. Okay, now for some of you, this, you know, you're on for the first time. This is a call where we're just gathering. Again, we're comparing notes. We're bringing some things together. And we want to show you some places that you can go, because they've got a broad cross-section of people on the call tonight. On my Team Discover website, I'm going to go ahead and pop over here to pre-recorded seminars. And these are web seminars that are recorded. You can take a look at it. Dr. John Jackson, who's an MD internist down in the Bay Area, does a marvelous job of giving a good overview of NECAN and what we're doing. And you just click right there under Step 2. The Ideal Business, let's see, that one, I don't know if that's hot or not. The next one down is how do we make money. So for somebody who comes in and you want them to have an opportunity to take a look at Dennis Williams just showing how do we make money, it's right there. You can just punch on that. And this third step four is the one that just brings you back to this call so people can get reoriented. I want to take you to the Science and Testimonials page. This one up here, for those of you who have been looking for it, we have posted a recording, an audio recording that I did with three-time Super Bowl winner Tom Beasley and a couple of physical therapists, and go through a lot of the things that we'd use these for in a clinical setting and that kind of stuff. This is a thermographics imaging that shows the time-lapse photography. Then what I did for you on this page was to put a lot of the different technologies and links that go there. So if we're going to go to the osteodents, this is Dave Rolfe from his site. Talks a lot about some of the osteodense pieces.
Gary, I'm not seeing that page.
Okay.
I don't know about anybody else.
You're not seeing the Science and Testimony page?
I've got it up.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a lag time going on here. All right, well, we'll pop back to another page here and see if we can find something then. Magnetic research. Many people want to know about the magnetic research. Anybody else got that coming up now? Is that LaVon that said you had it?
Oh, that was me, Gary.
Okay. Mike, have you got it?
Working here fine.
Okay, Keith, are you seeing it?
I see your list of things. I see the magnetic research, but it's not clicking into it unless you...
Well, let's see. I'm going to flip it over now. Is anybody seeing a change on your page?
It's loading now.
Okay, Jerry, I just checked and I was disconnected, so I got reconnected.
All right, 40 push-ups, dude. All
right.
Now, for those of you who've never been to the... Dave. Now, those of you who've never been to the magnetic research section, this is off 5fillers.com, and you'll notice that these are from 1995 to 2002. This is report the entire symposium on magnetic research over in Japan for each one of those years. And the University of Virginia study, I believe this is on fibromyalgia, United States National Library of Medicine and PubMed in these sections. So for those of you who are medically related, this is a page you may really want to look at, magnets and the benefit of depression, magnetic fields and free radical metabolism of the human body, effect of static magnetic fields on fracture healing and rabbit radius. So a lot of things that we know to be true, but you can send people here and they can knock themselves out, because when you finally get down to where we look at the bibliography, there's like 350 bibliography pieces talking about magnetic fields and the studies therein that you can find in the medical literature. Sleep and wholesale. So we got a lot of different things in here that you can check out for people that want to go into some more detail. And then as I'm going to just kind of get a point of perspective. And Angela got a first-time look at something we've not used before. and it was called the Wellness Track System. So, Angela, when I went into this, did it help to have the visual? This is the first time she's ever even heard or seen Niken this morning, but to help to did it help much to have that visual of looking at the far infrared breakdown that we did?
I think it's phenomenal. I was really excited.
Now, why don't you give a little bit of perspective with the project that you and Mike are pulling off down there, and why this sort of fit into, because I think it's valuable to all of the folks who are out there recruiting and trying to bring people into the community. Who can you find? And for some reason, this just sort of seemed to spark with everything you've been studying really recently, right?
Yeah, I have no idea where to start. Mike and I began an LLC last year called Mutual Alliance. It's a wellness consulting group, and our idea is to have very forward-thinking. Our tagline is quantum thinking in a quantum world, and it's bringing together like-minded individuals that, well, we call wellness professionals, whether they're traditional or non-traditional therapists, and whether they work in a spa industry or whether they're a naturopath or whatever, bringing those people together to be able to facilitate wellness on a grander scale.
And so when this popped into your life, it was sort of along the lines of a lot of things you've been looking at, right?
Absolutely. Mike and I, as business partners as well as soulmates, I guess, we really feel a calling to educate people. And we've been doing a lot of research on 2012 and the magnetic field of the Earth, as well as energy and color theory, and this is just exactly what we've been looking for. We both believe in the law of attraction, and this just came into our life. We really feel like we brought it to ourselves. We're feeling really blessed and humbled.
Yeah, based on our own knowledge and our beliefs, now this program comes along and it's like it's something that we already have the knowing of, and then all of a sudden here the whole thing is in a beautiful outlined program, but now it could help us go because we have the opportunity to really teach and touch people on a personal level and let them know it's about wellness, not just about making them feel good, but making them feel good, you know, on all levels.
Wow. That is exceptional, and can you all imagine that they've had one day's exposure to it? So
imagine what's going to happen. We've been actually asking for clinical research and doctors and this kind of program to come into our lives, and it's perfect timing.
Perfect. Well, we'll look for big things from down in Oregon because, interestingly enough, this actually entered the North American market in L.A. and New York and didn't really expand until it hit Pasco, because of all great things, they usually start in Pasco, right?
Okay. I got it.
So from here, here we go. Now, I wanted to give you just an idea that if you want to do a presentation over the Internet, the kind of presentation that you can see here, sorry, we've got somebody talking in the background there, is the kind of presentation that you see here, you can simply make that presentation and it's available to you free at thewellnessnetwork.com. And what I did to make that easy is to put it in relation to my website. And
yeah, we were real excited because Mike has a projector, and so we can hook this up and educate.
You're right out of the chute, and you know there's certain people that have really great skills with the graphics and all that sort of stuff, and if you're a good teacher educator, you may not have the access to it, but when we start collaborating and pull people together, we can cover all things. It's a pretty amazing deal. Okay, we're going to dive into a concept now where we're going to look at team building from an accelerated level, and I'm going to just take a quick check on some of the people that typically are on. Russell, are you on?
I'm here.
Yeah, very good. Did you get a chance to do some wolfganging this week?
Yes, I've listened to number two, one and two.
That's all I've gone into.
Okay. Well, for those of you who are wondering as we go through a lot of this material this week, first off, there was a when I put out a email on discussing Nican products and flu and immunity with Dr. Dick Walker. He's the emergency room doc that I brought into Nican and who is now a Nican Platinum. That was at 6 o'clock Central. So we're on a little bit different tack now. What we're looking at is, let's say we come up with a tremendous, phenomenal job that needs to be done across North America in training people about the wellness and what we can do, what are some of the Nican thing and the life experience and working together as a team of people. How do we get a vision? How do we get a picture of what that's going to look like and how do we go to work? So our job now is to paint that picture in the mind of the people that we talk to in such a way that they can see, well, this doesn't just have to be me, and that each living human being can be a part of the growing, developing network along the way. And we're talking about Wolfgang Sonnenberg, who was introduced to Nican and within a couple of years had developed 8 first-line diamonds and a royal diamond, and he did it on purpose, pulled the team together. So we're going to be talking about the perspectives of Wolfgang. We're going to be talking about how did he pull together people and get them all working in tandem and moving in a specific direction on purpose. So with that being said, the first thing we noted was in the first tape series, the first couple of CDs. Now, these are available for you all to listen to on the Internet. And Rick, are you on tonight? And Steve, what is your access? Your allswell.org?
Can be for you. That's CANB.
I think that's where we can access it. Is
the letter
not,
4.
Is that you, Steve?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go.
Okay. Can, CAN, the letter B, the number 4, the letter U, .biz. /WS.
Okay, now I'm just going to go ahead and put it up here.
It doesn't have, it's nothing fancy. It's just the links to those 4 calls, plus one I put there just because it's a 5.5 minute audio by a lady that, man, when you hear her why and how she nails people to the wall, it's amazing.
Okay, so it's canbeforyou.
.biz. /WS.
WS, okay. There you go, everybody. It's published up there for you to read. All right, so those are the Wolfgang CDs, you know, and I want you to listen through those to get an idea, perspective. How does a visionary see this when he first gets started, and what did he do to introduce it? So last week we talked a little bit about the fact that Wolfgang was a guy who was coming over to the United States getting back massages from a guy in Florida. He liked it so much that he flew this Florida guy back to his office in Germany to have him give back massages to every person in his staff. Now, real life, Wolfgang, when he saw this, was he was no slouch in business. He was an attorney, and he was also buying and selling businesses, and he also worked in the financial industry. And he was successful enough that he was paying $103,000 a month rent on his office. Once he began to, he went back over to Florida. The guy said, I'm no longer doing massage therapy. What I'm doing now is Nican. And Wolfgang says, I don't know what that is, but what is it? He says, here's this back thing. Put this on your back. He bought 2 of them and flew back home to Germany. By that time, in Germany, he began to discover this stuff really works, and he thought, man, I buy and sell companies. I'm going to call and try to get a hold of this company, Nican. And he spent a year trying to find it. Called all over the world, never seemed to find it, had some people out looking, couldn't find it, finally came up with a totally different
company or two, made efforts, tried to go to events, and he was just very frustrated with it. And then he perchance went to Milton Keynes, England, where the NECAN world headquarters is, or in the European headquarters is stationed, and went to an event and asked somebody to sponsor him there. So from there, what were some of the highlights that those of you who have now jumped on the bandwagon, as you saw, he had a real rough series of events trying to determine how to get in touch with NECAN. What was his view at that point of what he wanted to do?
He wanted to take it to,
he wanted to buy the company.
He wanted to take it to the top.
Well, I think he was more looking, he wanted to have personal distribution rights for Germany.
Right, right.
Not necessarily buy the whole company, but to buy the rights across Germany.
Right.
And then he found out that you really can't buy the rights for a local area. That's not how this works. So what were some of the that struck you about when Wolfgang finally got, when would you say he finally got it?
I know, I kind of thought he got it right away because he went through so much to get to it. And even after all the frustration, he said, this is what we're going to do.
Okay, I think that's the point where he finally got, okay, with this understanding this new thing, he was watching a bunch of, well, not very many, several Spanish-speaking people who were in the north of Germany really didn't have a big clue about what they were doing. They had a heart. They had a passion. They were working for something. They were kind of bumbling and didn't speak in German. And he turned to his wife and said, this is what we're going to do for the rest of our lives. Now, why is that striking? Well, what did I say about his previous experience?
He
what?
He purchased businesses. He knew what a good business was.
And so what was it, do you think, in listening, that he saw at that moment when he turned to his wife, and for all the world, everybody would have thought, this is nuts, man. Why did he see it at that point? What was it he saw?
The potential worldwide connection in the business.
Good.
And he said, I think he saw...
How would he get to the worldwide? What do you think his vision was of taking it worldwide off of seeing that piece?
Well...
A new medical system that really works worldwide.
I think he saw a solution there that no need for drugs and problems that they can end up causing people pain and suffering just as much as the original pain by applying a new technology. And I think he was very committed, being in businesses and buying and selling and looking all his life. He knew a good thing when he saw it.
Well, I think he very much did, and yet, what about the presentation and the vehicle and the people that made him believe that the mechanism could work, even if people were bumbling fools?
The products worked. The business plan that they described made sense, and he'd had a product experience. Can't take away the product.
Business plan they described makes sense. And so can you all imagine that kind of as we beat around the bush here, what he saw was people who struggled with the language. They were passionate about what they did. They couldn't do a very cohesive presentation. And yet still, it was a major company worldwide doing multi-billions of dollars based on average people with passion saying dumb stuff, it works anyway. And someone said simplicity, he could imagine tens of thousands, millions of people sharing with other people without stressing.
a fascinating story, interesting stuff. They didn't have to do much to do that. Can you all see that picture?
Yep.
Yeah. Because it has to be carried on the backs of many, 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 not on the backs of one. And that's one thing we're really trying to break here is most of us, when we come up through our educational system, are trying to imagine we have to do this all by ourselves. It's kind of like trying to pick up a log by one end.
Mm-hmm.
Works a whole lot better if you have somebody else at the other end.
Yeah, it's just okay. I cut a tree down last weekend by myself. So I can appreciate that when you have more than one, it just grows and it's phenomenal.
Well, when you have two, you can do impossible things for one. Like for those of you who are old enough, trying to put a transaxle in a Volkswagen when you only have one person. You push up on one side and it drops down on the other side. So you go to the other side, you push up on that side and it drops down on the other side. I'd still be there if I hadn't had Russell come in and try to help me out. Right, Russell?
I thought you were still there now.
Yeah, Russell and I used to tear the engine out of my Volkswagen van by laying on the ground, taking all the bolts out of it, and then my brother was supposed to push the car away from us while we laid on the ground with the engine on our chest, and then we'd get it up, carry it into the darn room to change it. But there were problems with that. It's a story all in itself. Okay, so when Wolfgang got it, we're going to talk now about the organizational structure and some of the things that have to happen together, an organization on purpose to try to accomplish some end. What did he do?
He told people what he was doing and asked them for referrals as to who might be vice president in various regions.
Okay. Now, what did he have to have in his head in order to tell people what he's doing?
The structure.
I like the way you said that. It's a structure. It's a vision of a finished product or a project. And if you have a vision of a finished project or a structure of a finished project, you can imagine it so clearly you could literally write it down on a piece of paper. What we're about in this business is we're about transferring a vision. A vision implies that you can see it, you can draw it, because people will tend to join you in something they can tangibly imagine. They can see the picture. So I want you to, I'll kind of go through a little bit, throw out what are some of the things that you think Wolfgang saw in the tangible organization when it was complete.
Thousands of people.
Yeah. Now, organizational structure, what does it look like in Wolfgang's opinion?
He didn't go very wide, but she went deep.
Okay, Steve, I want you to start four. That'll give us a little more gain on yours.
Okay.
Were you saying about wide and deep?
Well, he didn't go. He was very selective in who he sponsored and who he worked with, and he didn't go real. I mean, he didn't go like the 21 wide that you hear. I don't think at the first he went 6 or 7 wide, and but he worked really deep and made everybody really
good.
Strong.
So, in his vision of that 6 or 7 people, that what did he imagine they would be?
They would be the vice presidents, and to replace him.
Leaders that would eventually replace him. I think that's good. But he called them what?
Team members.
His vice president. Right.
Network.
Right.
Gina, last week after our call was over, we started talking about this a little bit, and I brought up the wedding. Do you remember the aha you got from that? Jeannie, you may be still on hold there, or mute.
I'm here. I just knew you were going to put me on the spot. I think I just realized that if you can see the end before the beginning, or if you really are focused on where you know or where you're going and you know what you want to accomplish, then it just makes it so crystal clear of how to get there.
And it makes you know when you've engaged with people that are at the level you need, and you know when you're engaged with people that are not at the level you need, at least at that moment in their life, and so you know if it's time to engage them and to work hard on that issue or if it's not, right? So here's the example that I used with Gina last week. I was saying first that Wolfgang saw this as being a corporation. And if he was starting the corporation and he was the president, he was going to go out and ask people to become what?
Vice president.
Vice president. Now, in his vision that he was transferring to other people, he said vice presidents are in place with different expertise. Some of those vice presidents will be, or one of those vice presidents will probably be somebody in accounting. Somebody will be in shipping. Somebody will be in manufacturing. Somebody will be in sales and marketing. And so in his vision, because of the way his world was made and his perspective, he was asking people to understand, I'm bringing this country or this company to this country. I'm going to represent 70 million mattresses moved through this area. I'm going to need some vice presidents that will bring their own unique skills to the table. I will take everybody's opinions as equal, and we'll figure out how to do this as a group. Can you all see something visually beginning to develop in your mind when we talk like that?
Mm-hmm.
So when we bounce over to what I was talking to Gina about last week with the wedding, is a mom can go all of her life really thinking about what's coming for her little girls when they step up and they come home and they say, this is the guy, and the wedding gets planned. With the wedding, you have a very clear group of job descriptions because you know what that wedding wants to look like. What's one of the job descriptions of somebody who's going to have to help pull off the wedding? What area of expertise?
Florist.
Seems
I'm not sure I heard that. What was that?
A florist.
Sure, that makes total sense. You need a florist that can pull that off and get the job done. What's another one that the mom would start thinking about immediately?
Caterer.
Seamstress.
Photographer. Dressmaker. Somebody to handle all the stuff that's going on down at the ordering things at the store and organizing that kind of stuff and dinners beforehand. But they're, because you know where you're going, now it becomes obvious what needs to be done, so you have an ability to talk to people in terms of filling in that gap and getting that done. Can you all see that picture?
Yes.
Do you see how it adds clarity, but it also adds urgency?
Yes.
Because there's a date and time when things are going to be completed. All right, so we've got urgency, we've got clarity, we've got something built. What did Wolfgang do next with his team? Or how did he recruit most of those people? Because this is critical.
With the exception of Berta, he went to them and asked them who they thought would be good for him to talk to in their area.
Let's see if we can get a good perspective on that. And this is the point. This is the key ingredient here. Is it easier to go out and ask everybody in the community if they want to be something they're currently not, but you're not exactly sure what it is, and you don't know when it's going to start, and you don't know what the time's going to be, and what the pay is going to be, and what kind of return you get on your investment? Or to say, I've got a specific project to deliver 10,000 pairs of shoes to a bunch of kids in a needy country, and we're going to have to do it by next Friday. We need to have somebody earmarked that's going to start the project and develop this with us across the country. It'll be the most rewarding thing you've ever done in your life. Which is easier? Now, can you see in the first one, you're just asking people to join you with no specific. And in the second one, it's becoming very specific. it's clear in their mind they know what they're going to step into, and they want to join you in the process of fulfilling that, right?
Right.
Can you all see that your businesses would be built more strongly if you understood who you were going to be building with and why and when? If you've ever asked yourself, why do people tell me they're going to show up and they're not, and then they never show up? Because they don't buy into the vision, because you've never painted a vision of where you're going and why you want to get there.
Right.
What did Wolfgang say, and this is a subtle piece, sometimes you have to listen to this a couple of times to get it, was the most difficult part from here? He's got these people, they've come to his meeting, he sits down, he gives a geographical presentation of what he's going to accomplish in a given amount of time, and he has recruited all of them by saying, perhaps you can show me, or once you see this, you'll be able to lead me to who I need to see. That's how he recruited them all. Maybe you can show me to who I need to see that can help me get this job done. And then they said, well, gosh, I'm in, count me in. Then he said what he did was he took the next step, which was to take all those people and lock them into a room. Nobody comes out until what?
They had to work together as a team. They had to decide what they were going to be doing and doing it together as a team.
They had to decide what they were going to be doing. That's exactly right. And what did they decide to do? And you may not have picked up on the subtlety of it, but they decided to have all nine of them go diamond in 2 years. Now, can you all see that having that clarity is really helpful?
Yep.
Why would it be difficult to get all nine people to agree that going diamond in 2 years would be an important deal to do?
Because they all have their own agendas and their own baggage from the past.
They all have their own agendas and their own baggage from the past. It's about buy-in. You ever watched any of those movies of the sports teams where nobody was really clicking and everybody's fighting with each other and all that? And then one day, one key event, maybe one of the athletes takes everybody in the locker room after hours, and they decide as a group that what they were trying to accomplish was important to every single person. The reason this is the hardest piece, what happens when you go to work like a crazy maniac on this project and somebody else really isn't sold out on it? What happens to the power of the project?
It collapses, huh?
May not collapse, depends on how strong you are. But it'll
sure
start to get ugly.
Yeah.
Can you see that some people will begin to start to resent that you expect them to do work? And some people will work way too hard to cover for other people?
Mm-hmm.
Now can you all see why that's a very difficult thing to decide upon?
Yeah.
Because if you all can't agree on something, then you're going to get resentment, and you're going to get people who are trying to do all the work, and you'll get people who are trying to do some of the work.
And they've got to have the belief that it's possible, all of them together.
So what are we going to do to help them once they decided they were going to go, what were a couple key things he did once they decided they were all going to go for the diamond within 2 years?
They had to decide the order.
Now that struck you. Who else picked that up?
I did.
What strategy?
Yeah, the strategy and the order of people who are going to go. Why would that be a problem if you have eight brand new people that are determining they're going to go diamond and you have to determine the order of who goes first, second, third, fourth, fifth?
Egos can get in the way.
Not be greedy and want to go first.
Egos, greedy, want to go first. Okay, so give the example of what did he use to help them see that the rising tide raises all ships and that together they could accomplish anything that they could, things that they couldn't do alone.
They did the ropes course.
They went over the world together.
What was that, Russell?
I holding a team building event, which was the high rope seminar that he had everybody go to, where they learned that nobody succeeds unless they all succeed.
And what's the specific example on that, Russell?
We had one of the examples was to go over a 10-foot wall without ropes or handholds or anything like that. But the whole team had to go over the wall, otherwise the team failed.
So if you had 10 people and only 9 went over the wall, it was failure.
Correct.
So that was an educational piece to show them that everybody goes. Now, what does that do internally when you think you're a part of that group? Because as I'm developing you as leaders and you're going to turn around and work with your teams, you're going to have to cross this difficult barrier. What are your people going to be doing and thinking, and what's going to start them and stop them in this process?
If you're working as a team, it doesn't matter who goes first, as long as everybody goes over the diamond wall. And if somebody goes first, it doesn't have to be you, but you know you will go over the wall with the team.
Let's try something here. What if this call, everybody determined that you were going over the wall? What would be a point of focus?
To help the other guy.
At the end,
mm-hmm.
when the project was completed, what would be the point of focus for everybody to realize we did it?
Doing it.
Can you imagine something that might be some shared dream? Here's an example. I always thought, I hated meetings that didn't mean anything when I was working in the hospital, because I'd be working with a patient on something incredibly significant, and then they'd shut down the whole deal, take me a half a day to set the thing up, and we'd start working on this patient, making huge progress. And then I end up going to some meeting that had nothing to do with anything that we were there to do. Drove me crazy. So I got this visual picture. And I said, by gum, when this thing goes, I'm going to have a meeting just to spite everybody. And the meeting is going to be this. All of you will no longer be working because you have to. You'll only be working because you want to. We're going to meet at Lake Shasta. And each family has a houseboat. We're going to cruise around for a week doing the things that people do on houseboats on Lake Shasta, and then we'll meet for a one-hour meeting at lunch on Wednesday, and then we'll get into the boats and then spend 3 days getting over it. Now, wouldn't that be kind of a cool celebration for all of you meeting over at my Hawaii place? Wouldn't that be a great celebration? And it only happens when the last one gets over the wall.
Yeah. That'd be great. Final goal, yeah.
I'm in.
Now if you begin to start to imagine those sorts of things, can you see how it would be easier to build your business toward something that actually would exist? Mm. And people start thinking every day about what they're going to wear when they get there and what the luau is going to be like, all the stuff that they're going to do. And it becomes foremost in their thinking every day, you will get there. But if it's all fuzzy thinking and it's all predicated on what you read on the internet today or what you saw for good or bad news with something else, you get off track and out of focus.
Mm-hmm.
Making sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
So the powerful way that Wolfgang thought to put all this together, then what he did was to create a structure that was a cyclical structure. so that everybody could be in touch with everybody else. Does anybody remember how often and what they did? Isn't it interesting that once we bring it up, it comes to mind? But that's why we're reviewing it in such detail. What he said was that they met on the phone every week. They met face-to-face at least once a month. They put together once a month, every third Thursday, an event that would happen around the country with the same subjects. It might be a training event with five specific pieces that were taught by some of the budding leaders. And the subjects would be the same so that you would know from one to the next what would be taught the next time, what would be your responsibility to teach. And this is such a critical point for you all to know, and this is what we'll be developing in the next run starting at the end of this month. Who is teaching? Because as Teresa was telling us last week, because she had to get up and teach in front of that group of people, she learned more than anyone else. People often wonder why my Russian group took off like it did. It took off on a very special day, and it was a day when Andre and Marina were, I asked them to do a Russian-speaking video. They did so much focus and homework to get that job done, and she did all the preparatory work for the video. We got it all set up at Dave Johnson's house. And then he was translating on the video for Dave Johnson's speech that he did. And what happened was Marina so buried herself in it that she totally, completely began to believe, because she saw it, she studied it, she measured it from side to side. She was translating it from English to Russian. She came absorbed in it. Now, that cannot happen without time and focus and energy. And what happened with Andre was he finally got it because he had to focus so clearly on what Dave Johnson was saying and then trying to translate it in a way that made sense culturally to the other people that were going to watch the video, that when it hit him, and it was total overwhelming. This is it. I get it. I totally, completely understand this, and look what's happened. And the same thing happened with Wolfgang when he started playing it through his mind over and over again, the possibilities, this, that, the other thing, and it just kept speaking over and over again, and it got more and more clear about what was going to be done. So the group then met weekly on the phone, at least once a month together. Every third Thursday, or every third Saturday, they always had an expo. In that expo, there was going to be several topics discussed. There would be speakers. There might be seven of them going on around the country at the same time, and then eventually it was multiple countries within Europe, and then it was expanding out across the continent. And then all of them would teach the same thing, and he said it made interchangeable parts. So he could take leaders from various areas and change them with leaders in other areas, and you get cross-pollination because people will believe more people who came from another district. They'll hear the same thing they would have heard before, but it makes it more strong and more powerful. Okay, before we close out, I want to find out, is anybody getting a clearer picture of what you want for your teams?
Yes. Definitely.
Or what happens when you start thinking in the detail that Wolfgang does? Can you see that it becomes more feasible to believe it can be done when you start to talk like this?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It makes more logical sense. If people think it's just pie in the sky, they won't join you, or they will always be reticent. They'll be on the shore with one toe stuck in the water. The clarity in the long term, they sat down, agreed upon it as a group, and went after it. So next, it's a matter of what is it that you're going to accomplish? So next week we'll be listening to 5-6 on the Wolfgang CDs.
That's number 3 online.
If you haven't had a chance to go back and review those first ones, then let's go back and get those done. Next, we will be having the finalized dates. Be prepared. We're going to have the quarterly event. The quarterly event is the same thing the Wolfgang was proposing, where everybody meets once a quarter. Well, he had once a month, then once a quarter, and then once a year was going to be the national convention. You can see how all this stuff fits. It's written out in the Wellness Network. It's just a matter of all of us getting on the same page, doing things in the same rhythm, so that you could see you bring somebody on in the fifth level, they start to get the hang of the rhythm. They don't have to be you to make it work. They just have to plug into the system because it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you.
All right, anybody have any last-minute questions or comments?
Harry, this is LaVon. I did find out that the quarterly is on May 30th. That's all the details I have, though.
Is that a, what day of the week is that?
Geez, I didn't even look. It would be
Saturday.
Saturday, May 30th. Mm-hmm. Super. Okay, that's all going to be on my website. Do you all agree that having my website up to date on these things that are coming is helpful?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a central location to go and look, right?
Yes.
Now what you all have to do, and we all have to do, is we have to sell events. For those of you who are out of state, out of the locale here, we plug in and we can plug in by internet so that we will put the video on this particular deal and you can see it from one city to the next. And you can see the power of that. We'll hook up with Terry Latham down in Texas. Hmm. You all starting to get the feel of it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Have a hard time sleeping, Jerry.
You have a team ready to go. Start choosing your favorite people for the launch that will happen right on June, right at the beginning of June, probably June 1. This call will switch over. We will have to have a leader call where we're saying, okay, each one of these people is getting started. They're going to be pushing to try to become a silver level distributor. That means they will be the apprentice. They will have a coach, and they will have a mentor. And the coach is generally their sponsor. The mentor is an upline person who can monitor and keep things rolling. We'll lay out exactly how we do presentations in a specific order, because it's time to take over not just this local area but the whole country. Realizing that less than 2 out of 1,000 people have ever seen it across North America, we've got the tools, we've got the skills. I want to thank Angela and Mike for coming on, and Angela for seeing that vision through the use of those tools. So that's what we're going to be doing next week, too, is to show you a sequence. Mike, why don't you ready this next week, and I think I'm going to talk with here's what my plan is this week. I want to take some of the people like Mike and Rick and Steve who have the technical capabilities and can put some of this stuff together on one side of the sort of the panel. On the other side of the panel, I want those people that go out and just they rock and roll in the community. They meet people. They encourage groups to come together. They sponsor their promoters. I want the promoters to tell the technical people what they want. And I want the technical people to make it happen so that we can come back and agree on this follows this, follows this. It looks good. It's great. We're rocking and rolling, and everybody can do it. Let the tools do the selling, not the individual, and make this thing work. All right. Y'all good?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yahoo!
All right, let's go. See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Next week.
All right.
Bye.
Very easy.